Eternity's Echo, JFK's Last Stand, Chapter 12, The Epilogue, Better Off Dead. Years have passed since the world last saw Jack Kennedy alive. And Jack himself, having passed, hasn't seen anyone. Whether it was the fateful day at the Tunnel to Creation in 2018 or the tragic assassination in Dallas in 1963, his story seems to end there. Still half asleep, JFK reflects on his journey to what he begins to understand is a very peculiar nature of his existence. It was me all along. My spirit survived that blast in 2018 at the Tunnel to Creation, and yet my body was somehow preserved back in Washington. Perhaps it had always been there, even when I first crossed through the portal. No matter how it happened, I continued the work of the president, guiding the greatest nation on earth even after the sacrifice was made by me in 2018. I knew I had saved countless worlds, embracing Dr. Everett's many worlds theory. Even then, I knew that there was another sacrifice ahead, not just in 2018, but in my own reality, my own timeline. With a sense of calm resignation, JFK began to continue to ponder his life. I never wished to die in Dallas, but in some ways I had already accepted it, knowing my fate was sealed. As I felt the life leaving my body and the priest administering the last rites, I truly believed that I had found peace. Indeed, the last memory Jack had was of receiving last rites, fading from consciousness. But now he awakes suddenly, disoriented yet very much alive in a familiar bedroom. As Jack looks around, he realizes he's in the White House, the presidential residence, and there's a diary next to his bed as he always kept. He looks at the date of the page. The book is open. It reads June 12th, 1966. But it's not just the date that catches his attention. The entries within, marked with unsettling symbols and strange insignias, hint at a sinister presence that has seeped into every corner of his reality. In short, this is not the world, the one he left behind. I wondered for a moment if I was in hell. When I awoke in 1966 in the White House, I was surrounded by Nazi flags and unfamiliar regalia. It took me a moment to understand. I was alive, but in a world where Hitler had won. At the president's insistence, his closest advisors arrive, the shocking truth unfolding. They are in a reality where the Nazis dominate, and America is a vassal state. When in God's name did this happen? Kennedy asks, and his advisors say, "But sir, it's always been this way since Hitler won the war in World War II. Confused and nearly speaking to himself, Kennedy says, "Bring me Bobby. Bring me Bobby immediately. And while you're at it, call Princeton and bring me Dr. Hugh Everett too." As the president, still pajama clad, continues to awaken, the shocking truth unfolds. They now live in a Nazi empire, and Jack, Bobby, and Everett may be the only three people who remember the true history and have to face the chilling consequences of tampering with the fabric of reality. Bobby Kennedy, his brother and the Attorney General, enters the room moments later. "Jack, this isn't the world we knew, and somehow in trying to save the many worlds, we altered our own." And the president, determined, says, "Then we have a new fight on our hands, Bobby, and this time we know what we're up against." Bobby pauses. "Jack, do you remember what happened in Long Island in 2018, what you and I and whoever did?" And Jack says, resolute, "Bobby, I remember every single detail, but I couldn't bear the confusion it would cause. You and Hugh saw me die, and yet here I am, and acknowledging these memories might unravel everything. I needed Hugh focused on his science and you at my side, strong and clear-headed. But I'm your brother, Jack." And Jack responds, "I didn't keep silent out of deceit, Bobby. I did it because shouldering the truth alone seemed to be the best way to go. That was divine guidance speaking to me, and that's the guidance I'll always listen to. Bobby helps his brother quickly catch on to the new reality, a world where Hitler's forces have won, and JFK, Bobby, and Hugh Everett, the scientist, may be the only ones who recall the true past. For everyone else, history had shifted, and the world was living in a shadow of the truth, including Jack's very wife, his beloved Jackie. Oh, Jack, I don't know what we'll do. I mean, we can send John when he gets old enough to a military academy, but they're Nazi academies, and we don't want him indoctrinated that way. Since when did the Nazis begin to operate military academies in our country, Jackie? And his wife says, why, Jack, since they won the war. Later, in the Lincoln sitting room on the second floor, Bobby struggles to bring his brother up to speed. He himself grapples with the realities that he too must face. Jack, this isn't the world we left behind. What we did, it seemed to change everything. And JFK somber says, I know, Bobby, but this isn't about hiding from the truth. It's about preserving what we can and fighting to set things right. We saved countless worlds, but our walk isn't done. If I have to sacrifice one more time to fix this, then so be it. I would rather be dead than live in this world, and I don't think you do either. The scientist, the creator of the many worlds theory, Dr. Hugh Everett III, then joins the two brothers. Mr. President, by salvaging 2018, we may have shifted our own reality in ways we couldn't predict. We may have saved existence in many worlds, but in doing so, we've altered another, which is our own. The ripple effect. It's changed our own history. And JFK determined says, so we're not just dealing with the consequences of our actions. We've created an entirely different world, one that we shouldn't even be existing in. And Everett says, well, exactly, Mr. President, but we can set it right. We can write our own path forward, scripting the right plan and undoing what's been done. And JFK says, resolute, well, then there's not a minute to lose. I've got the two people I trust most by my side and the 12 commandos with those antimatter throwers that I went to war with that came through the portal with us to 2018. Together, we are the 14 that I'd go to war with any day. So let's get started now. There's not a moment, and I mean not a moment to waste. Despite their heroic efforts to save the future and secure a better world, Jack Kennedy, Hugh Everett III, and Bobby now face an unimaginable new challenge. A world ruled by the Nazis, where history has twisted into a nightmare. Their victory feels hollow, and the fight has only just begun. Join us for Book 2, JFK versus the Nazi Regime, where Kennedy and his closest allies face their greatest battle yet, coming soon on this channel. And don't miss the next chapter of this epic saga.